Kismet, a Kayan Kaya mystery by Jacob Arjuni, narrated by Stephen Crossley. May 1998. Chapter 1. Sliblowski and I were crammed into the china cupboard, emptied for the purpose, of a small Brazilian restaurant on the outskirts of the Frankfurt railway station district, waiting for a couple of racketeers to show up demanding protection money. The cupboard was about 1.20 meters wide and 70 centimeters deep. Neither Sliblowski nor I would be giving the clothing industry cause for concern about the sales of their XL sizes. Furthermore, we were wearing bulletproof vests, and when it came to the crunch, we hoped at least to get a pistol and a shotgun into position where we wouldn't shoot ourselves in the foot or blast our own heads off. I could just imagine the racketeers entering the restaurant, hearing pitiful cries in the corner after a while, and opening the cupboard door to find two total idiots squashed inside, arms and legs flailing helplessly. And I pictured Romario's face at this sight. Romario was the owner and manager of the Saudade, and he had appealed to me for help. I'd known Romario since his first gastronomic venture running a snack bar in Sachsenhausen. Until now, he'd only been an acquaintance. I was glad to know him when I was skint and he stood me dinner. I wasn't so glad when I was in funds and met him in a bar and he came to sit at the same table and we had to talk about something or other just because we knew each other. So if this evening's operation came into the category of a favour done for a friend, then it was mainly because Romario hadn't offered me any payment and I couldn't really ask for any either. Just after midnight.